The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you have given him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours. And everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you." The Gospel of the Lord. The great spiritual masters categorize progress in the spiritual life into three categories or stages. They are the purgative stage, the illuminative stage, and the unitive stage. Have you heard of these three stages before? The purgative stage is where we purge ourselves of pernicious and serious sins. The illuminative stage is when the light of faith shines brightly in our life. And the unitive stage is when our wills, our goals, our desires become perfectly one with God's will, God's goals, God's desires. Now, as helpful as those classic categories are, I prefer Archbishop J. Peter Sarton's subdivision of the spiritual life. He explained the three stages using these three words: mine, ours, and yours. The first stage of Christian life, therefore, corresponds to a small child who tenaciously tugs at his toys and cries, "Mine!" The second stage maybe begins at marriage, when a couple shares their life together and declares, "Ours." But the high point of holiness is achieved when we come to the end of our life and humbly acknowledge, "Yours," and leave everything behind for others. The purgative stage, we overcome the tendency to cry, "Mine." In the illuminative stage, we learn to share and say, "Ours." In the unitive stage, we only want God's will, and we say, "Yours." We can discover these three stages in our Lord's life as well, at least in his human nature. Jesus' human nature was perfected by going through the purgative, illuminative, and unitive stages of the Christian life. And thus, he can show us the way. Jesus triumphed over temptation during his 40 days in the desert, dueling with the devil. That was his purgative stage, when he never uttered the word, "Mine." His human nature also experienced the illuminative stage at the end of Luke chapter 2, where we read, "And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man." That is when he went home after 3 days in the temple and declared to Mary and Joseph, "Ours," and spent the following 18 years with them in Nazareth. And in the gospel today, Jesus prays to his Father for his apostles, saying, "Because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine." Can you hear that perfect unity of wills as Jesus uses the word "yours" 3 times in the same sentence? In other words, Jesus' human nature passed through the 3 stages of the spiritual life, not because he was sinful or imperfect, but in order to show us the way to grow in holiness. My friends, where would you put yourself in these 3 stages of perfection in the Christian life? Well, we would all like to think we are in the unitive stage, where our will is perfectly aligned with God's will. But we see we are far from the unitive stage when the bishop transfers me to another parish. Or the bishop asks us to wear masks at Mass. Instead of praying in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done," we utter under our breath, "My will be done." It is easy to feel we are in the illuminative stage on our wedding day, and the word "ours" leaps lovingly off our lips. But when it comes to spending or saving money, sending a child to Catholic schools, or even how to squeeze the toothpaste out of the tube, it is not so easy to say "ours." You know, it's like that very honest prayer. "Dear Lord, so far I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy or grumpy or selfish or overindulgent. But in a few minutes I have to get out of bed, and then I'll really need your help." My friends, we are probably more like that tiny toddler who tugs at his toys with trembling lips and cries, "Mine." More that like him than we would like to admit. "My pew that I sit in at Mass. My parking space in the parking lot. My parish where I am the pastor. My life that I want to choose to live as I wish." Progress in the spiritual life can be measured in 3 stages: the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive. Or it can be measured by 3 words: mine, ours, and yours. When we study these 3 stages, what we learn about the progress we have made in the spiritual life is how much progress we have yet to make. Praise be Jesus Christ.